We're talking about one. I have a lot of teeth, or I might have one.
One front tooth.
Mm-hmm. And this fleshy part is the
gums.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
fingers, and hand.
And I have two.
Two hands.
Mm-hmm. And this part of it is the
palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm. And I make it into a
fist.
And I have two
fists.
Mm-hmm. And when sometimes when people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Mm-hmm. And these are my
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And this whole thing right here is my
leg.
Uh-huh. And that's my
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
Mm-hmm. And this part right here.
Shin.
That's your shins. And what about if you had to squat down like this? You'd say you squat.
Squat down on my.
On your what?
On your.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that squatting down on your haunches?
Haunches or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if somebody's been sick for a while, but now he's up and around? You might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
A little bit peaked. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say anything besides peaked?
Yeah, he looks pretty drawn up, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. What about if a man is real big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights, you say he's mighty...
mighty strong, mighty stout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or what about somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, he's mighty...
mighty pleasant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what about sometimes a person like a teenager, when he gets to a certain age, it seems that he just stumbles over everything, you know, just always running into something... You say he sure is mighty.
I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. When he gets to a certain age, you know, he's just all arms and legs.
I know what difference.
You say he calls it mighty awkward.
Awkward's what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I tell you, for the last 2 years, there's people that I've known all my life, and I put it to think what the name is right quick. I can't do it to save my life.
Is that right? Well, I'm bad
and
about...
And there's two or three more around in this. Getting along toward my age, it's the mm-hmm. same way.
Well, I sometimes wonder if age has anything to do with it, because I'm that same way. I mean,
In other words, there's one man up here. You know, I've been knowing him ever since...
Yeah.
...off of years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I put him to think about his name a while back, and I was an hour before I could ever, ever,
yeah.
Just popped in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, I've been knowing him for years,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't call his name to save my life.
Well, I do that same thing all the time. What about a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
idiot.
You know, some people would call, you will say, he's just a plain fool.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty strong word to use about a person?
Well, it's pretty strong.
Pretty strong? Mm-hmm. If you were, you would think twice before you call somebody a fool?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a person who has plenty of money, but he hangs on to it? You say he's a...
stingy.
Mm-hmm.
A saver. Might have saved it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard somebody call a person like that?
I've got a sister, the same thing.
Is that right?
She's full of blood, too. She's an old maid.
Yeah, yeah. You ever heard people call somebody like that a tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad.
Mm-hmm. What about if you use the word common about a person? If you say he's just a common man, what would you mean by that?
Meant that he's what, an average.
Just average? Mm-hmm.
Not an average if he's mighty common.
He's what?
He wouldn't be an average if he's mighty common.
Would that be good or bad?
He would be below.
Oh.
Below average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about, say, a person that you know that's about 95 years old, but he's still able to do his own work and he doesn't get tired very much? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
Still active.
Mm-hmm. Do people say he would say something like he's still mighty spry
or something
like
that?
Mm-hmm.
Active or spry, either one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, let's say, the children are out later than usual at night, and your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what about if somebody says, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared to go.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe afraid of the dark or something like that. Okay. Or let's say a person who at one time in the past was not afraid of the dark, but she is now. You might say about her, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say about somebody who leaves a lot of money out on the table and the door unlocked? You'd say he's
mighty careless.
Mighty careless. Mm-hmm. Or what about, let's say, if you have an aunt named Lizzie? You might say, well, there's nothing really...